I get to welcome you again. Welcome to the 2010 Mockingbird Conference. I'm so... All right. No, it's a real thrill to say that. And for those of you I haven't met already, my name's David Zoll, and I'm the director of Mockingbird, and it is just such a pleasure to be here again in this space. If you've been to one of our conferences before, welcome back. And if this is your first time, we're especially glad that you're here. Very, very warm welcome to all of you. Some of you may read our website. Some of you may read it, you know, I don't know, 10 times a day. I probably have you beat. But if you were a newcomer to our website, you would probably think that Mockingbird, everyone at Mockingbird just loves Elvis Presley, right? That's not true. I am the only person that, as far as I can tell, that actually likes Elvis or cares. So any Elvis-related stuff is coming from right here. It is his 75th birthday, this year's the 75th birthday of Elvis Presley, which is incredible. Imagine a 75-year-old Elvis. But I've sort of been going through the serious Elvis phase recently, and a lot of people that I talk to, like big music folks, that you talk to about Elvis, they say, he didn't write his own songs. Who cares? You know, the Beatles wrote their own songs, Dave. And I love the Beatles, too. And I love plenty of people that write their own songs, but Elvis didn't write his own songs. I say to them, who cares? Doesn't it matter if the song itself is any good before we figure out who wrote it? And if Elvis hadn't had the ability to sing songs that other people wrote with enormous amount of feeling and belief and passion and sort of libido, and he had the ability to connect with people. Like Michael Jackson, he had this ability emotionally to connect through his voice. And it didn't matter that they weren't his own songs, because they might as well have been. It didn't matter. Well, if you'll forgive the transition, Mockingbird did not write the song that it sings. We like to say that we're called Mockingbird because Mockingbirds imitate the calls of other birds. And that's what Elvis, you know, they say he was so original, but what he was just trying to do his best to imitate the African-American bluesman that he heard playing in Tupelo. And it just came out that way, because he was not one of those guys, obviously. But we didn't write the song that we sing, and we're trying to sing it nonetheless, and we're trying to sing it with passion and belief, and maybe not as much libido, but a lot of conviction. And I'm excited because I do think that it's connecting a little bit. You guys are evidence of that, and I think that God is working through this whole Mockingbird thing. What is so incredible about this conference is that we have two of the men from whom we've heard this song. We're not making this up. Bishop Allison and Dr. Rosenblatt are people who they themselves have heard this message, this historical Christian message of God's grace for suffering, addicted, screwed up, self-defeating people, and the distinction between the law and the gospel and how that actually plays out from in a day-to-day kind of way. We've heard it from Fitz, and we've heard it from Rod. So we're trying to, I urge you to listen very carefully to what they have to say, because anything that we're trying to say has already been said better by them. Maybe not with as much pop culture references. But regardless, we have an amazing program. Really, we worked our tail off to get this thing together and to really make it something worth coming to. We're going to hear tomorrow from Dr. Rosenblatt. We've got some great breakout sessions scheduled. We'll hear about those again tomorrow. I encourage you to pick up a schedule if you don't have one. The meals are going to be amazing. We've got some new caterers this year. I think they're really about done themselves. And our theme is very powerful. We're talking about guilt, forgiveness, and freedom for Christ's sake, you know, both literally, you know, and figure of speech. We're talking about guilt, forgiveness, and freedom. And as I say on the website, they're words that carry tremendous weight because they're things that we all deal with. They're realities of and huge words. And we're going to be talking about them explicitly, theologically, culturally, relationally. But there's also going to be a lot of implicit talk about guilt, forgiveness, and freedom. So listen carefully. Mockingbird, we love to sort of say one thing and hopefully say another at the same time, not opposites. But you know what I mean. Listen carefully. The only other thing I want to say is that we have a lot of newcomers, a lot of people that, for this is the first time to come to a Mockingbird conference. I urge you to get to know one another, especially tonight. We've got this amazing chance to get to know new people. So I invite you to do that over dinner and in the halls and, you know, afterwards and in the courtyard. As a pastor friend of mine says, you never know when God will speak through something you say, and you never know when God's going to use someone else to speak to you. It's a little trite, I know, but it's real, and I think that that's what happens at the Mockingbird Conference every year. There will be folks rolling in and out, so, you know, we're all kind of standing on shaky ground, which is going to be fun. Finally, I encourage you to look at our book table. We've gone all out on that, and there's a mix of fiction and nonfiction and theology and stories and original material, and I'm super excited about the new things we have on offer. We've got Grace and Addiction, What the Church Can Learn from Alcoholics Anonymous, and we've got The Gospel According to Pixar, both hot off the press. Take a look. Grab some for your friends. You know, spread it far and wide. And we've also got the books from our speakers. So I'll stop. I'm going to make announcements again at the end, but a very, very warm welcome to all of you. I'm so glad you're here. We are so glad you're here. Please don't hesitate to pull me aside and ask me questions. Thank you.